Jasmine.
Good evening.
Good evening, Hanok.
We're waiting for another person.
Okay. I'm sorry I wasn't this morning at the Phillies Hall.
It's okay. I had to leave early anyway.
Really?
I think somebody else came on, but I didn't hear the name.
Ruby.
Hi, Ruby. How are you?
I'm just fine, Hanok. And how are you?
Good. Tonight's class.
Are we doing? Okay.
No, there's a Jasmine is on, and then there may be some others as well.
Okay.
Brandy.
Tonight. Welcome, Brandy.
Hi.
So we are continuing to study the Zohar on Yom Kippur. You'll find the handout on the Revealed Wisdom Matrix in row one, the right-hand column, that brings you to a landing page with all of the different parashas. If you scroll down to the bottom, you'll find a landing page for Yom Kippur. When you open that, you'll scroll down and you'll find the Zohar on Parasha Pinchas, section 120. And in our earlier mini Zohar class, we started with verse 807 and we got through 808. So tonight we're starting with verse 809. And I'm trying to make sure we get through the whole section tonight because there's a lot of material here. I highly recommend that sometime tomorrow when you have a chance, listen to our discussion on verses 807 and 808. And we'll begin now with the L'Shem Yichud. L'shem Yichud Kudsha Barichu Ishkinte Bidkilu Urchimu Udkilu Udkilu Urchimu Le'akta L'shem Yudhe Bavavhe B'Yichuda Shalim B'Shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah La'asok Torah Mitzvah Vayihino Am Adonai Elohinu Aleinu Ma'asei Yadenu Konanei Aleinu Ma'asei Yadenu Konaneihu Inun De'italaihu Gazar din beneder uvi shvua ginda takinu leme marbea komi dre piesare wigomer kuhon yehon shvitin shvikin la shiririn Pela kayamin, uginda neder, de yud dalad vav dalad, de yihud tiferet, u shvua de Adonai deihu malchut deadu al galuta dilhon behachmata behachma uvina yehon shavikin ushvitin la sheririn vela kayamin benislach la kol edat b'nei Yisrael d'chesed ihu ma'im gevura esh tiferet avir ugin da'uk mucha ma'rein atmitin ha'cheter nedarim purchim be'avir. The translation: those over whom there is a verdict not to be changed under vow or oath. It was decreed for this reason that the following shall be recited: all vows, the Aramaic is kol nidre. Bonds, they shall all of them be released and annulled. They shall not be binding, nor shall they have any power. But the verdict shall be voided from them. And this is why the vow is in the name of Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh, which is Tiferet, while the oath is in the name of Adonai, which is Malchut. For they caused their own exile by their sins. And now, by means of Chachma and Bina, they will be released and annulled. They shall not be binding, nor shall they have any power. And all the congregation of the children of Israel shall be forgiven. Chesed is water, Gevurah is fire, Tiferet is air. And since the vows are in Tiferet, which is air, the sages of the Mishnah therefore taught, release from vows hovers in the air. For the release from Chachma and Bina hovers in the air, which is Tiferet, and from there annuls the vow. My commentary. The students of Kabbalah will know this pasuk as clear as it is written. If not, you need to study the Tree of Life. Are there any questions or comments or thoughts? Did you know the difference between a vow and an oath earlier, before? Do you understand that difference? A vow is when you use the name Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh in your statement. I'm going to lose weight, I vow, by God's name, Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh, God forbid. No, instead of Yud-Keh-Vav-Keh, you're going to use the name Adonai. So for most people, and especially in an English translation, it seems like they're the same thing, doesn't it? But they're really not. They're from two different levels of consciousness. They're independent. Pasuk 8:10. Uvgin dishvua mi malchuti letata mineya ukmuha kedarim al gabe shvuot olim viod ukmuha kol hanishba kailu b'nishba b'melech atzmo. Kol hanoder kailu noder b'chaye ha-melech ha-melech atzmo. Adonai chaye ha-melech Yud Dalad Bav Dalad Uvginda Ki Yudor Neder Le Yud Dalad Bav Dalad. The translation: and since the oath is from Malchut, which is below the vow, which is Tiferet, they taught that vows are higher than oaths. And they also taught everyone who swears an oath is as though he swears on the king himself. And everyone who vows a vow is as though he does so on the life of the king himself. The king himself refers to Adonai, which is Malchut. The life of the king refers to Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh, which is Zeranpin, from whom the life flows to the king, which is Malchut. And for this reason it is written, if a man vow a vow to Hashem, which is Zeranpin. My commentary. Vows are statements or promises to oneself, using the name Hashem. Oaths are the same idea without using the name of Hashem. Questions, comments, thoughts. Malka, we are on Pasuk 8:10. Pasuk 8:11. Yochaki it raza achara chaye hamelech hachma hahidikiv hachachma dechaye bialeha kol hanoder badonai behu tiferet Keilu noder bechachma, Teilu yud hei vav hei, Chayei hamelech, Vekol hanishba, Vadonai, Keilu nishba bamelech atzmo, Atzmo da ima, Ila akeilu nishba badehi etzem hashamayim plato har mesitra dechesed etzem meatzame uvasar midzari besitra digvura Tamalchut uchachma dehi chayein tiferet ihu salik veit kerei adam hahidiktiv ketiferet adam. The translation: and even thus, there is another secret. The life of the king refers to Chachma, as it is written, wisdom gives life to those who have it. Therefore, everyone who vows on Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh, which is Tiferet, it is as if he vowed upon Chachma of Zeranpin, which is Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh, fully spelled with Aleph. Thus, Yud-Vav-Dalad, Hey Aleph, Vav Aleph Vav, Hey Aleph, which is the life of the king, which is the life of Zeranpin. And everyone who swears an oath on Adonai is as though he swore on the king himself. This is because himself, the Hebrew word atzmo, is supernal ima, namely bina. And it is as though he had sworn on her, namely on, as if it were the very, the Hebrew word etzem, heaven, for clearness. Namely the mochin of malchut, for from the aspect of chesed, malchut is called bone. The Hebrew is etzem, of my bones. But from the aspect of Giburah, Malchut's called, and flesh of my flesh. And in Hachma, which is the life of Tiferet, namely its Mochin, it, Tiferet, rises up to be called man, which is 45 in numerical value, as it is written, the beauty, the Tiferet of a man. For Tiferet is called man when it has the mochin of Hachma, which is the secret of why he is called by Yudei Bavhe, fully spelled with olives. That has the numerical value of 45. My commentary. With Rabbi Ashlag's commentary, the large letters, capital letters, the pasuk becomes clarified. Questions, comments, thoughts. Pasuk 8:12. Be'at mar bayom ha-kippurim. V'anitem et ha-nafshoteichem uvasor v'chodesh ha-shvii hazeh ha-anu et nafshoteichem takinu v'yashem inuyim Begim letit labain Hashem ze'era be'Hashem Ila adihu Hashem Tzeluotin Lekayem be'Yisrael Im yiyu chataechem Kashanim kasheleg Yalbinu ve'hayihu Raza Dilashon Shel Zichorit Begin de Kol Chovin de Yisrael Matun Legabe Malchut Letishuva Dehi Binamali La Benet Lone Begin de Itmar Bahashokim Itam betoch tumotam vidalad bigday lavan vidalad dagide zahav lemal bash viachodovana. The translation. And it is said about Yom Kippur, and you shall afflict your souls. And also in the seventh month, on the tenth day of the month, you shall afflict your souls. And five afflictions were decreed for it, so that small hay, which is Malchut, should be purified in the upper hay, which is Bina, of whose left column the afflictions are drawn, which are five prayers to establish in Israel. Though your sins be like scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. And this is the secret of the crimson-colored strip, which was tied to the door of the sanctuary from inside, which when the he-goat reached the wilderness, turned white. All the iniquities of the house of Israel reached to Malchut, and repentance, which is Bina, purifies, it becomes white. It whitens them, for it is written about it, about Malchut, I am Hashem. That remains among them in the midst of their uncleanness. And the four garments of white and the four garments of gold are for apparel are the secret of the Yud Aleph Hey Dalet Bad Nun Hey Yud, which is the combination of the letters of Yud Hey Vav Hey and those of Adonai, Aleph Dalet Nun Yud. For the four garments of white are the secret of the four letters of Yud Hey Vav Hey, while the four garments of gold are the secret of the four letters of Adonai, Aleph Dalet Nun Yud. My commentary. The eight garments are the clothing of the Kohen Gadol, the high priest, which each soul is capable of becoming on this day. Questions, comments, thoughts? You can't tell me you understood this pasuk. Unless you were listening to the earlier class, this pasuk does not make any sense. But with the earlier class, it becomes very clear.
Okay, I'll tell you I didn't understand it, but I have a question. Is that why a lot of synagogues, we wear white on Yom Kippur?
Yes. But what does that mean to you, Brandy?
Well, to me,
if you put on white clothes, does that make you white? Does that make you pure? Or are you still red?
Well, I put on white, but sometimes I still feel red, but I hope by the end of the day I end up being white.
And that is the way the religious people explain Yom Kippur. We start out red, but we become white. We start out red, meaning we're on the left column, meaning we're connected to blood, to the three major sins: bloodshed, incest, and idol worship. It's really idol worship, blood, incense, or bloodshed. And so that's the red. But as we go through the day and we eat the five meals, we pray the five prayers, we slowly cleanse all that red, all that negativity, all that blood, all those idol worship, so that we are no longer the same people. That's what verses 807 and 808 are talking about. We are no longer the same person. And being a different person, we're white, we're pure, we're cleansed. And all of that chaos that's associated with those actions of idol worshiping, of incest, of bloodshed, of murder, and of Lashon Hara, all of those negativities, they're no longer connected to us, and we have become pure. What do you mean I know they're no longer connected to you. The process of saying the Avodah, the service of God, from the high priest, in those five prayers, that's the evening prayer, the morning prayer, the additional prayer called Musaf, the afternoon prayer, and the Ne'ilah prayer. All five are connected to Slichot paragraphs as well. They're connected to the Aleph Bet. They're connected to the 13 attributes. And that's what cleanses me. That's what transforms the red to white. And that's what happened in the time of the temple, because the high priest went into the temple with a red string attached to him. He went into the Holy of Holies with a red string attached to him. And if he was successful, if his prayer was accepted, that string became white. Just another miracle. Happened every day, or at least once a year. There was one high priest who remained the high priest for 80 days. Excuse me, for 80 years. But the others in the second temple, there was never one high priest who lasted through a year. They always died on Yom Kippur.
Wow.
What was the difference between the high priest in the first temple and the high priest in the second temple?
Maybe intention. Kavanah. Maybe the Kavanah was greater.
Exactly.
And the first temple than the second temple.
Absolutely.
I've told you
this story before, but I'll tell it again, because it's a metaphor for what took place between the first and the second temple. The Baal Shem Tov, who was the master of the good name, he knew Where is the location to pray to God that he would listen at any given day? He knew the location, and he knew what prayer to say. And he could travel to the location, and he would have the prayer, and he knew what time to say the prayer. And he knew what the Kavanah was for the prayer. And so whatever he blessed someone, that blessing manifested because he was in the right place at the right time with the right prayer, with the right consciousness. But the Baal Shem Tov died in the fullness of years. He didn't die, but he left his frame of existence. And then the Magid de Mezrich, his students, who became the leader of the Hasidic movement. And politically, he was very astute, and he spread the wisdom all throughout Europe. But he didn't know the prayer anymore. He knew where the location was, but not the prayer. He knew what time to make the prayer, but not the prayer. And he didn't know the Kavanah. So what did he do? At the right time, he went to the right place. And he spoke to God. He said, God, the Baal Shem knew, Baal Shem Tov knew all of this. I didn't. I don't. But in the merit of the Baal Shem Tov, please bless these people with this X, Y, and Z. And in the Baggad de Mezrich, his blessings manifested. He was considered a miracle worker, just like the Baal Shem Tov. But he wasn't just like the Baal Shem Tov. It's only through Hashem's mercy that Hashem opened those other two points, the Kavanah and the prayer, so that the Maggid de Mezrich manifested his blessings. And then in the third generation, there were four different courts. They split into four different groups. They always fought among the four groups. Not fought in the physical sense, but fought spiritually for truth. And each of these men... Yes, of course.
Is that the prayer for the ascension of the soul that the Baal Shem Tov was doing?
The prayer for the ascension of the soul is a meditative prayer that we do in the Sefer Yetzirah. It's still known, which means these people I'm describing knew it. No, it's not that specifically, but that's part of the tools. So in the third generation, they forgot not only the prayer, they forgot not only the Kavanah, but they forgot the time to do the prayer. But they remembered the place. So they would go to the place. It was a place in the forest. And they would say to God, I don't know the time, and I don't know the prayer, and I don't know the Kavanah. But I know that this is the place. And I know that the Maggid de Mezrich, in his merit and in the merit of the Baal Shem Tov, please bless these people with X, Y, and Z. And God in his mercy took those statements and manifested them into the blessings requested. And then the next generation came. The next generation didn't remember the place, didn't remember the prayer, didn't remember the Kavanah, didn't remember the time. But he went to a forest that he thought maybe the place is within the forest. And he said, in the merit of the Baal Shem Tov, Hashem, in the merit of the Maggid de Mezrich, in the merit of my teacher, Hashem, please bless these people with X, Y, and Z. And Hashem manifested those blessings. And in this generation, we don't have the leader. We don't know the forest. We don't know where it is. We don't know the time to do it. We don't know the prayer. We don't know the Kavanah. But we can always say, Hashem, I have committed idol worship. I have committed lust, incense. I have committed murder. I speak Lashon Hara. But in the merit of the Baal Shem Tov, in the merit of the Maggid de Mezrich, in the merit of my teacher's teacher's teacher, please bless these people with X, Y, and Z. What do you have to lose? Maybe you're wrong, and the blessing won't manifest, God forbid. Or maybe you're right, and the blessing will manifest. What do you have to lose? That's what Yom Kippur is about. That's what the difference between the first temple and the second temple. We're on verse 8:12, reading my commentary. The eight garments are the clothing of the Kohen Gadol, the high priest, and each soul is capable of becoming on this day, on Yom Kippur, each and every one of us, you and me and everyone you know in the synagogue, is capable of becoming a Kohen Gadol, a high priest. And as Brandy asked, this is why we wear white. And we don't know what the prayer is. We have some of the words that come from the Talmud, and we say it in the Avodah. The sages put it together. So we say it, but we don't know the Kavanah. We're not in Israel. We're not in the right place unless we mentally decide to be in Israel. But where in Israel? We don't know. Oh, it's in the Holy of Holies. So where is the Holy of Holies? Oh, we have all of these academics telling us they know where the Holy of Holies is on the Temple Mount. It's safe to go up on the Temple Mount because we know where it is and you won't be hurt. But what happened? Hashem uses the tools, his tools, other human beings, and they get attacked, God forbid. But if you say it, if you think it, if you maintain the consciousness, maybe, just maybe, it will work. And you can go into the Sefirah of Bina, which is where we climb to on Yom Kippur. You can go into the Sefirah of Bina and achieve what not even Rabbi Akiva, the highest soul to ever come into the world, not even Rabbi Akiva could achieve. You can achieve it. What is it you can achieve? You can create your year. You can create the year you want it to be. Will it be world peace manifesting this year? It's up to you. Do you want to have no more illness? It's up to you. Oh, I'm going to be so hungry if I fast. Well, if you feel that way, you can't achieve world peace, God forbid. You can't eliminate illness, God forbid. You're keeping those five afflictions to separate yourself from anything physical. Pasuk 8:13.
Hanok, I have a question.
Yes.
You have mentioned Baal Shem Tov, and the other one is, what's the name of the other Tzaddik Magid?
The Magid de Mezris.
The Messer.
He's a Magid, and he lived in the town of Mezris. And if you Google his name, if you Google the history of the Hasidic movement, you'll find out more about him. But what is your question?
I just wanted to make sure that I had the right name.
Okay.
May I say, how do you spell Magid? No, not Magid. The next number that...
Magid is M-A-G-I-D. Mezrich is M-E-Z-R-I-C-H.
Thank you.
Maybe it's C-K.
Google says C-H at the end.
I think it's an H. It might be a K. Try them both. But the Google search engine is very smart. It usually gives you the alternative spelling if you spell it wrong.
Yeah, I got it. It ends in C-H.
Pasuk 8:13. V'takinu litkoa shofar b'yom ha-kippurim. Vayehi kalila mit lat gargin pemacha shava dibur humase. The translation. And it was decreed that a shofar be sounded on Yom Kippur to raise up a voice, which is the vav of Yudhei Vavhei, namely Zeranpin, to freedom, which is Bina, about which it is said, in all their affliction he was afflicted, or there was affliction for, the Hebrew word is lo, meaning him. Lo is with an aleph and a vav, that is in how it is pronounced and how it is written. For it is spelled with aleph, meaning no, and it is pronounced with a vav, meaning for him. For in all their affliction alludes to five afflictions and the five judgments whose source is in Bina, in its left column, and in the secret of the shofar blowing. Zeranpin is also raised up there to Bina. And this is why there are two versions of the text, as it is written, and as read with an aleph and with a vav, where the aleph alludes to Bina in the secret of teach. The Hebrew is aleph. Teach Bina. And the vav alludes to Zeranpin that ascended to Bina. And worship on Yom Kippur is conducted at length and comprises three grades, thought, speech, indeed. My commentary. With contemplation, this pasuk will become clear. You blow one long tekiah gedolah on Yom Kippur at the end of the day as the gates of Nila are closing. You blow one for freedom. But what is the freedom? It's being unchained from the Satan. You're released, just like on the Yovel, on the Jubilee. The slaves were released. Every year, with the blowing of that shofar, the slaves of Satan are released. Who are the slaves of Satan? They're you. They're me. They're every human being who has done a sin. Because of a sin, we are prisoners of Satan. Except that blowing of the Tekiah Gedolah relates to freedom. Freedom from the negative system. Questions, comments, thoughts? What is your obligation tomorrow evening? What is your obligation on Shabbat? Just one obligation. To be happy. Are you somber right now? Get it out of your system. Be happy on Yom Kippur. It's the only way you rise to freedom. You rise to Bina. You rise to be able to change your year in the energy store known as Bina. Be happy. If any day of the year requires being happy, it's on Yom Kippur. Be happy that you're white. Be happy that you're pure. Be happy that your sins have been given to Satan, as you learn in the earlier verses. Be happy. Just because. Be happy. You don't need a reason. You just need a smile on your face and a twinkle in your eye. And you don't feel like it? Fake it till you make it. Remember a happier time. Remember that happiest time. This is Yom Kippur. Learn it well. Break free with that last Tekiah Gedolah. We will have a class for the Tikkuni Zohar in about 40 minutes. And then we will have a class tomorrow morning, our last Slichot before Yom Kippur. Tomorrow morning at 7:30 West Coast time. And what will happen? Motzi Shabbat. We no longer have the 7:30 a.m. classes, and we no longer have the 8:30 p.m. classes. But we will have the normal classes for each day. But we're still dealing with the holidays of Sukkot, Shmini Atzeret, Simchat Torah. We won't have a complete structure of our normal classes, but there'll be a few from here and there. So I hope you'll join us for that schedule. Yes, Jasmine.
What about Havdalah? Do we have Havdalah this Shabbat?
You don't have Havdalah. Well, you have Havdalah in your synagogue. We're not going to be able to do Havdalah because we're going to be breaking the fast. We'll do it in the synagogue. It's a very short Havdalah. It's not as long. There's no smelling salts. Because we're already pure. We don't need to cleanse ourselves with smells. We don't need to take the candle and reflect it off our fingernails because we're already pure. It's a different Havdalah, and we will not be doing it as a community because I have the responsibility of being the prayer leader in this synagogue in this building. And after five prayers of fairly long length, I may not have the strength to have a class at the normal 7 o'clock time. But for sure on Sunday morning at 10:30, we will have a preparation for the holiday of Sukkot.
Would you repeat that time again on Sunday, please?
10:30 West Coast time. Shalom to all.
Thank you.
Shalom. Thank you.
Shalom.
Shalom. Thank you.
Shalom.